Now, we have here, beginning with verse 15 and going down through verse 17, actually God giving an answer to the prayer of the prophet. You'll recall that he came to God in beautiful submission and in confession of his sins and the sins of his people. The prophets always identified themselves with the people in the confession of sin. We do it a little differently. We like to confess the sin of the other fellow, but we try to leave ours out, and it's always nice to include our own. Now, verses 15, 16, and 17 actually is God's answer. And the question has always been, just what does he have reference to here? And I think it's the consensus of most expositors that it looks on to the future. It looks on to the day when the Lord Jesus will come to set up his kingdom. Verse 15, according to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvelous things. That is, God led them out of Egypt by miracle. Now, he didn't bring them out of Babylon by miracle. In fact, no miracles are mentioned in connection with that, although it was a wonderful thing. But nevertheless, it's the deliverance out of Egypt that was miraculous. Now, he begins with that. God said that that will be the pattern of the day that I again bring you into the land. And we haven't had anything quite like that in the present return to the land. And therefore, God has not been the one that's moved them back into that land. I think we ought to recognize that. Now, verse 16, the nations shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. In other words, when God begins again to move them back, the world will stand in amazement, as the peoples round about them did. You remember that that was the confession of the harlot Rahab. She said, we have heard how God brought you across the Red Sea, how God has taken care of you. That word had gotten around, you see. Now in verse 17, they shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God and shall fear because of thee. In other words, these godless nations that have attempted to destroy them in that day when he comes, he'll come to deliver them.